Last one we did was Emunas Chachamim. Emunas Chachamim, an Aleph Beis in Torah. It's one of the big inyanim in getting ready for Shavuos. One of the big inyanim getting ready for Shavuos is this inyan of Emunas Chachamim, and how we have the Hachra in Torah, and it's a gevaldika zach Emunas Chachamim. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay. The next one after Emunas Chachamim is called Kabbalas HaYisurim. So, what is Kabbalas HaYisurim? What shaykhus does it have to Kinyan Yatir? Kabbalas HaYisurim means that a person is mekabel the Yisurim ba'ahava. The person doesn't question the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He understands that there is a tachlis to everything. Okay, so that's obvious. Gvaldika bitochen, gvaldika mida. What does it have to do with Torah? What does it do with Kinyan HaTorah? So, Medrash Shmuel says, Ha'adam asher kol kach choshka nafsho b'Torah, someone that has so much connection to Torah, ad she'afilu she'yeh nagul b'yisurim, even though he has Yisurim, the Yisurim will not distract him from his learning. That's going to be Kinyan. So he's learning. Kabbalas Yisurim is not a bitachon issue over here. The Kabbalas Yisurim we're discussing here, it's not talking about bitachon. The Kabbalas Yisurim that we're discussing over here is Kabbalas Yisurim in the context that doesn't distract you from the learning. He's mekabel that which comes to him, and he says, "Well, I will accept it and will not let it distract me from my learning." Okay. So this obviously is the Aleph Beis to Kinyan HaTorah. If a person every time they get distracted, every time something comes up, they can't learn, so then it's pashut that they're not going to be able to matzliach in their learning. People are distracted. People have things coming up their whole life, and the only way that person can really reconnect the Torah is if they have a mechanism through which they can allow that the Yisurim shouldn't distract them. Okay? I heard from Rav Matisyahu on a Shmuz, and I see that it's written in the Sefer. So I love that. That there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, what?
So they're always...
Yeah. Where is that? So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Kol Ish Yisrael, every member of Klal Yisrael, Chai B'Talmud Torah, Bein Ani, Bein Asher. You, whether you're rich or poor, Bein Sholim, Begufoy, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether you have Yisurim or not, Bein Bochor, Bein Shiazakin, Gadol, Shetoshash Koichoy, whether you're old or young, Bein Ani, Mispinus, Menatzak, Machazel, Psachim, Chai B'Talmud Torah, Beyom Volay, Lishnemar, Begisa, Boy, Yoimam Volay. So the question is, you could have the same exact halacha in Chazulah. No matter what, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayiv Belulav Bein Ani Bein Asher Bein Shalom Beguva Bein Bal Yisrael Bein Bochum Bein Shiazakin. Well, every mitzvah has this thing. Why does it seem as though in the Rambam there's a hava amina that you wouldn't be chayiv, and you have to speak out that you're chayiv even in these situations? So the answer is because it's a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah talks about if you're allowed to go inside a shul to protect yourself from rain. And the Gemara says if you're thinking and learning, you're allowed. Because Shmaitz Boitzi Lusa. To learn, you have to have a clear head. Not about sitting and learning, you have to have a clear head. So, you see from that Gemara that one of the requirements for learning is having a clear head. So, Memela. There will be a very big hava amina that a person that's an asher or an ani, they don't have a clear head. Your shalom begufa, your bali surim, a bali surim cannot have a clear head. So there will be a hava amina, he's patur and learning. So kamash malan is not. So in the yeshiva shesprach, they say, so what's the kamash malan? Right? So what's the Kamash one? I had a good Havamina. Havamina was that you can't be Machai middle because I don't have Tzilus, I don't have a clear head. So what's the Kamash one? Is the Kamash one, you're right, you don't have a clear head, but learn anyway. So no, it's not the Kamash one. We're staying with the Havamina. The Havamina is you have to have a good head, clear head. Kamash one is that Bein Shalim Beguf, no matter who you are, you're Mechoyev to make sure that your head stays clear so that you can learn. So it's grace of chiddush more than lulav. By lulav, yeah, of course you do lulav, but here you have something specific that betzim with patam with takapatam. If you don't have a clear head, maybe you're takapater. Then the kamash one is you're not allowed to allow these things to stare your clarity, your clear head. That's the chiddush. So this is what Kabbalah is through. This is the midah we're discussing. We're discussing a midah of Kabbalah Yisurim that allows a person to concentrate, that allows a person to always stay focused. Okay? Kabbaldika Var. Now, besides for that, there's another Gemara. That's the first step. The first step is that Kabbalah Yisurim is necessary for learning. In the sense that if a person has Yisurim, they have to know how to deal with them, they have to know how to macabre them so that they can, it doesn't sway them and get them off balance and they can stay concentrated on their learning. But there's another level as well. The level is that a person has to understand that there requires in life a certain amount of Yisurim. Life is not easy. And if a person expects that the life is going to be easy, and it's never going to work. A person, Kabbalah Yisurim perhaps means a step further. He has to be Mekabel the Yisurim of the learning. He has to understand that if the learning goes hard, he's Mekabel that as a part of the Shtaygin of the learning. In a way, the more harder it is, the more you're going to grow from it. A famous Chazal, Ein Adam, Ein Taraniknis, Elo Bemisha, Mei Misatz Moyalel. Adam kiyamos ba'oil. A person dies in the oil. So in a Torah nickness, elu b'misha meimis atzmo yodah. Torah is only a nickness to someone that dies over the Torah. So I think the yeshivish way to say that is you have to shvitz with Rashba and all that. The Chazon Ish has a lashon like this. I'm going to read it inside because it's one of the most beautiful lashonis of the Chazon Ish. Okay? Halei omru. Chazal teach us, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimim. Divrei Torah is not Kayim, Ela B'misha, Mimis Atzmoy Aleh, unless you kill yourself over the Torah. HaMisa Shebekan, what Misa are we referring to? Hu Anetia Mipshutoy Shel HaChayim. It's going away from the simple level of life, superficial life, L'Oimkoy Shel HaChayim, to the depths of life, L'Toich Toichoy Shel HaChayim, to the inner life. It's breaking your midah. What you're killing is the superficial you to get down to the deeper you. What you're killing is the you, which is, when it says you have to kill yourself, it means the yourself that you've been accustomed to getting to know. You have to be willing to get rid of your old self and find your new self. You have to get rid of the laziness. Get rid of the being comfortable. Get rid of the, I guess laziness and comfortable, I guess, covers a lot of most of the nisyonos, right? You know, I'm comfortable at home at night. I don't want to go out and learn. I'm lazy in the morning. I don't want to get out of bed. You know, the challenges. A person is able to go against their nature. They're mekayim this chazal. They just killed themselves. In other words, they killed that old person that was standing in the way of their growth, and they were able to get an access, a deeper sense of themselves. A person kills the Yetzer. That's the life that you can achieve to go to the Derech of Torah. Midos hamushchasos rabu heina. Bad midos are many. That's your essence. If you kill one part of your cell, one part of your midah, hemis es atzmai, umixas atzmai kechol atzmai. Okay, so a little bit of killing yourself is what we're talking about here. Now, Zakta Chazin Shemari de Galayin, listen to this. V'omnom, however, misa zu, killing yourself, techaya ba'alel will give you life. You like that line? Killing yourself is the way you live. The way you get new life is by killing yourself. What does that mean? A person accepts upon themselves the challenge to kill their old identity and not be caught up with what they think that they can handle and the comfortability and the laziness of life and kill that old midah. Then they will be able to access a true and more deep meaning of themselves. I always say over that a person is very often limited by the limitations they've created for themselves. So, for example, I had this guy that we were starting a morning kolo. So he says, I'm not a morning person. So he redefined himself as a morning person, as not a morning person. Now he's potter. Yes or no, I'm not a morning person. So that's what Chazon Ish says. Kill that guy who's not a morning person. Just kill him. And then find a new person that is a morning person. By the way, I said to him, maybe I didn't ask you for your I didn't ask you for your biography. If you're a morning person or not. Just, you want to come? So don't be a morning person. You want to come learn or not? What do you... So the guy's like, you know what, I'll try it. And he became a morning person. Sometimes we're not willing to try things because of those definitions that we have. So Kapanim, that could be a deeper shot in Kabbalah's Yisurim. The Kabbalah of the Yisurim that comes with the Torah itself. Okay, Shkoyach, Rabbi Sai. Deep stuff, good stuff.